The funeral of Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah was one of the most significant events in recent Lebanese history. Thousands gathered in Beirut to honor a leader who had become a symbol of resistance and unity. The ceremony marked a powerful moment of collective mourning and a reaffirmation of commitment to the ideals he represented. The official ceremony began at 1 p.m. local time when the bodies of the martyrs were brought in a special vehicle. During the service, Hezbollah's Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qassem addressed the crowd, emphasizing the sacrifices made by the martyrs. Following a solemn prayer service, the martyrs were laid to rest in a cemetery that had once been destroyed by Israeli airstrikes. Mourners from across Lebanon participated in the procession, showing remarkable solidarity. People from all walks of life took part, some volunteering as security personnel to help manage the enormous crowd, while others assisted in keeping the route clean. Lebanese army units, internal security forces, and Hezbollah's own teams worked together to ensure the safety of all attendees. The event was marked by deep emotion. Many expressed their grief not only at the loss of a leader, but at the end of an era. One woman remarked that while mourning was their right, it also signaled the beginning of a renewed struggle. A young boy, shivering in the cold, simply said he had come to be near the shrine of a great spiritual teacher. These heartfelt expressions underscored the personal connection many felt toward Nasrullah. International delegations also attended the funeral, underscoring the global impact of his leadership. Reports indicated that nearly 500,000 foreigners had entered Beirut since the event began, with representatives from 79 different countries. High-ranking officials, such as Iran's parliament speaker and the foreign minister, were among those present, along with delegations from various Iraqi political parties and visitors from Latin America. Media coverage was extensive, with more than 450 media outlets from around the world reporting on the event. Over 600 journalists were present, capturing every moment of the proceedings. To support the press, the Supreme Committee for the funeral established a dedicated press center equipped with professional tools, archived footage, and a special account in the name of Sayyid Nasrullah for use in broadcasting. For many Lebanese, the loss of Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah was not just the loss of a leader, but the end of a symbol of honor, courage, and resilience against oppression. His funeral served as a touching reminder of the long struggle against occupation and the enduring spirit of resistance. It also sent a clear message to future generations about the values of sacrifice, unity, and the continuous fight against injustice. Although the ceremony marked an emotional farewell, it also signaled the beginning of a new chapter in the history of the resistance, one that will keep Nasrullah's legacy alive and inspire the nation for years to come.